Finding Hope, written by Alexander Jarrod, narrated by Vanessa Keane. Chapter 1. Vienna. She stood there looking out at the blazing sun, trying to set behind the horizon of high-rise buildings, making the skyline now seem so constructed. The intense glow of the sun, the bright yellow and crimson, came rushing towards her, yet she did not look away, despite how the window acted as a lens to concentrate the rays even further. She knew looking directly at the sun with no protection for her eyes would only damage her vision. Yet, she felt comfortable with that notion. Not the first time she had pushed the boundaries on all levels. Not exactly a death wish, more of a reminder that she was the lucky one to still be here, to be able to feel the anguish of pain. "Sophia, come back to bed." The voice crept up sheepishly from behind her. "Sophia." She turned to look over her right shoulder, back into the room. Her hair fell down her naked back. "Go back to bed. I'll join you in a minute." Her voice was calm and steady. "Come now, I want you with me." The response back from him. "Or I can come there next to you and watch the sunset out the window and carry on where we left off in the bedroom." She heard a slight, childish tone to the voice as he spoke. This irritated her slightly and made her want to get this over with. But she needed to keep some patience to her. "I'll be there in a minute. Please go back and warm the bed up again." When she heard no response, she turned back to look outside at the city that stood before her. The sun was now making its way firmly behind the buildings. The night would be creeping in slowly over the next few hours. The darkness always closed in on her. No longer did she need alcohol or pills to dull the pain of sleepless nights. Instead, she used that restlessness as fuel to maintain her focus on what she had set out to do now. To destroy. She could see the reflection of her naked body in the floor-to-ceiling window. A body that carried so many scars hidden beneath the skin. Scars she kept open to remind her of the pain she wanted to inflict on others now. For now, she focused on the pathetic individual in the other room waiting for her. She bit down on her lip as she cringed at the thought that someone so vile as him could even think that someone like her would be interested in him for other aspects that she needs rather than for what he has or what he could provide her. She reached up and gathered her hair together, pulling it up and twisting it into a bun to sit on the side of her head. With a deep sigh, she turned and returned to the bedroom. "You haven't fallen asleep, have you?" She kept her voice light and playful as she walked down the hallway of his apartment towards the open bedroom door. There were remnants of what occurred a few hours ago, earlier in the afternoon, all over the hallway floor. His tie was tossed over the radiator, hanging down. Her shoes rested half on the wall and half on the floor. His boring white shirt, buttons still half done up, and a sleeve pulled inside out in a puddle on the floor. She tiptoed around the memories of earlier, but knew that this was all just a process needing to be done. "Well, if I have fallen asleep, I'm sure you can wake me up." Sophia stopped at the bedroom door that was ajar as she heard the response and closed her eyes for a moment. In the darkness formed by her eyelids, she felt the burn of everything coming back at her. The years, all those years, festering within her. While she had been patiently waiting to let everything release. "Move over and make room for me." Sophia walked into the bedroom and smiled at her prey on the bed. Sophia rested her back on his bed, looking up at the ceiling. She turned her head to the right to check the time on the neon-lit clock on the bedside table. 2:47 a.m. It had been less than 10 minutes since she last checked the time. To her left slept Louis, snoring without a care in the world. Apart from his slightly attractive accent, There was nothing else that Sophia found pleasing. She watched his mouth open. Dry saliva hung from the corner of his lips. He was naked, completely spent from the night together. She looked at his throat, how the perfect notch sat there, waiting for her to wrap her hands around his neck, squeezing firmly but slowly. She reached for his throat but pulled back at the last second. Not yet. She knew she couldn't do it yet. She swung her legs out of bed and got up, walking barefoot down to the bathroom along the hallway. She stood by the sink, using the light of the moonshine coming in from the small window high over the toilet. Turning the tap on to allow the cold water to run, she put her hands under the tap and checked the temperature of the water. Not cold enough yet. So she let it run a while longer. As she felt her fingers going numb with the water, she cupped her hands to fill what she could and covered her face with the cold water. She didn't even flinch at the temperature of the water. Then, leaning down with her head into the sink below the tap, she took a mouthful of the water. "Hey, I didn't notice you get up." Louis stood behind her at the entrance of the bathroom. "I needed to get some water." Sophia's voice annoyed at the interruption by him. His footsteps padded across the linoleum floor and he wraps his arms around her waist. She takes a deep breath. "Having trouble sleeping?" she asked.
"Ugh, full bladder and all that."
Sophia spun out of his hug and saw his face close to hers. He was shorter than her by a few inches, making her smile inside. Or was she smiling at the image of her kicking him right now in between the legs and then getting his head and plunging it under the water running from the tap behind them, followed by repeatedly hitting his head on the side of the sink until the thin temporal bone cracks and blood starts to pour from the fracture? "You know we will be in the office in a few hours, so to speak, together, with no one knowing what we have been up to all night." Sophia spoke as she shook the images from her mind.
"I always wondered why you care so much about what others would think if they knew about us. I didn't take you as the type of person who gave a shit about others' opinions."
Louis moved closer to the toilet.
"Do your stuff and meet me back in bed."
She brushed past him and closed the bathroom door behind her. Back in the bedroom, she wished she had brought a dressing gown or t-shirt to wear while she was there. But Louis wanted to take her straight to dinner after work, so there was no time to pick up any of her things. Over the last couple of years, she had convinced the organisation to have her stationed at headquarters rather than to be out in the field. This is how she could concentrate on really bringing this all to an end now. The pain and demons circled in her mind from all the years that spanned back to the days when her father first had suspicions of the organisation they both worked for. That day when he sat with her over dinner and wanted her so much to leave and follow a different path, away from where she has ended up now.
"I have no idea how I'll be able to concentrate on work tomorrow. You are such a distraction."
Louis returned to the room and slid into the bed next to Sophia. She moved gently away from his body.
"You awake?"
His voice made her want to get this over with now. She bit down on her lip and answered,
"I'm sure you will find the energy and focus once you are there tomorrow."
She needed to keep him on side. She needed to get him to let his guard down without knowing. Only then would she be sure? She felt his thin arm curl around her shoulder.
"Well, if you would stop coming to disturb me on purpose, then perhaps I would be able to get on with my tasks at work."
"You know that's crap. I had to force myself on you to get your attention."
She gritted her teeth.
"Oh, I noticed you all right.
I just needed to be careful with you there. You know I'm not doing any field work anymore. It just...
I don't need to know, Sophia. You know this.
I could be in so much danger if you tell me any more. It's not in my remit or clearance."
He tossed to lay on his back and moved his arm away from Sophia.
The night sky outside was clear and the moonshine filtered through the cracks in the blinds that faced Sophia. She let a smile glide across her face, hearing the strain in Louis's voice. She felt satisfaction at her adept powers of manipulation.
"I didn't mean to rattle you, hun. You know I would never do anything to compromise you at work."
She tossed over onto her front, perched up onto her elbows, and turned to look at Louis. He did not look at her.
"You do know that, right?"
She placed her left hand on his face and gently turned it to face her.
"You know what they are capable of there."
His voice held less certainty.
Sophia heard the concern in his words and she smiled inside. She got closer to his face, lips just a whisker breath apart.
"I want to forget all that. I have you now. We have each other."
"I know, Sophia. You know I love..."
Sophia moved in to kiss him softly on the lips before he could finish his sentence, and inside she revisited the dark notion of why she is doing this.